Leaning Toward Wisdom, the podcast, episode 4089.
Living on borrowed time with this dream of mine. For the sunset, now it's a long road ahead. I'll join the living or die on the way. Oh, it isn't all that bad. I'm living the good life. Nothing comes easy. I'm living the good life for free. Yeah.
It's episode 4089 of Leaning Toward Wisdom. Today, earning your spot. The process of getting good at something. You're listening to Midnight Pilot.
I'll join the living or down the way. No, it isn't all that bad. I'm living the good life. Nothing comes easy. Living the good life, nothing comes easy. I'm living the good life for free. I'm living the good life, nothing comes easy.
From a 2016 EP called The Good Life by Midnight Pilot, some of my favorite guys, $3.99 over at iTunes. This is the title track, The Good Life. I'm living the good life. Nothing comes easy. Eleanor Roosevelt said, in the long run, we shape our lives and we shape ourselves. The process never ends until we die. And the choices we make are ultimately our own responsibility. Eleanor, she was quite quotable. Yes, she was. She was very wise. Homely, perhaps, but wise nonetheless. Earning your spot is your responsibility. Her husband, Theodore, he said, if you could kick the person in the pants responsible for most of your trouble, you wouldn't sit for a month. I mean, what a couple, right? The Roosevelts, collective wisdom, pithy quotes. Wise people. Excuse-making has always been a world-class art. Maybe we have elevated it, even superior to world-class. I don't know. But I know there are a lot of people that, well, they just don't seem suited for any other kind of success. But, man, they are spectacular at making excuses. We're too busy. Finding people, we're too busy finding circumstances, situations, environments to blame for our own inability to find success, much less mastery, or really getting good at something. And today, that's the subject, earning your spot, the process of getting good at something. You can find the show notes, as always, by going to the website, leaningtowardwisdom.com. The only reason there are numbers to the episodes is so you can more easily find the show notes. So just plug in the number 4089 in the search this website box over at the website, leaningtowardwisdom.com. One call to action before we kind of get underway here. Join the Facebook group. Best way to do that is go to the website and click on that tab up in the top. There may be a tab at the bottom too if you're on a mobile device. Just click it and it'll take you straight to the Facebook group where it will knock on the virtual door. I will open it, let you in. And as always, if you behave yourself, I'll let you stay there. George Washington Carver said 99% of all failures come from people who have a habit of making excuses. Well, now I don't know that George had the stats completely accurate, but we all can understand the point. An awful lot of failure comes from people who want to blame somebody or something else for their inability to succeed. And it's a habit. It's a habit, making excuses. It's a common, easy habit and a way too convenient truth. Well, it's a truth that some people think is true. They think it's real. I mean, never mind that it's not. And maybe it's happened to you. I confess it's happened to me at times. I mean, we become persuaded that, yeah, that's the reason. It's not an excuse. That's what we say. It's a reason that we didn't make it, that we weren't able to get good at something. Your ability to get good at something, to accomplish something, to achieve something, isn't because of somebody else or something else. It's up to you. And I want to begin by focusing on your spot. This is not about earning the spot or earning the top spot, because talent has quite a lot to say about that. You know, me, I'm a 6 foot white guy who has never been able to jump. Had I been fanatical about playing basketball, and I never was, then playing in the NBA, well, that just was not going to happen because I don't have the natural aptitude to do it. I mean, never mind that I don't have the desire. I suspect there are young men who do have the desire, but they just lack the talent that's necessary. In fact, I know that that's true because these are the people who are stuck playing professional basketball on a much lower scale and scope than the NBA. They may have the ability to play in the developmental league or even in a European league, but they can't crack the NBA. And it doesn't matter that their moms are all telling them, you can be anything you want to be, you know, because, hey, moms can be very delusional. In fact, moms might be the most delusional population on the planet when it comes to their kids. There's also luck. And I'm not going to neglect acknowledging the presence of luck. I know some people, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to recognize it. Now, it goes by a lot of different names, and I don't care what you call it. You can call it random chance. You can call it serendipity. You can call it anything you want to, but it does exist. Chance does exist. Only the most arrogant, successful people, seems to me, are the people who deny it because, you know, they want to think that they did it all themselves. I mean, these are those people who say, you know, I'm self-made. Nobody gave me anything. Nobody helped me do anything. Yeah, I'll tap the brakes on that. I'd kind of like to go back and investigate those lives, wouldn't you? And just see. Because I guarantee you, somewhere along the line, somebody gave them a hand. Somebody, you know, it's the old leg up kind of a thing, getting on a horse. I mean, somebody, they're somebody. And probably some multiple somebodies. Yeah, but they don't want to talk about it because then that would, Well, it would diminish their own greatness, or at least that's what they think.
I've waited all too very long to tell you that these thoughts are on my throat. The thing is, I'm a fool who's crazy mad, and I won't abandon what I have afloat. Look around and see holograms, and they'll bid on me the highest cost, but I'm so old, I have you. Ooh, I have you.
She is Rebecca Roubion, R-O-U-B-I-O-N. It is a 2012 EP called Fields. This song is Here Lies My Pulse. $5.16 at iTunes. What's up with 16 cents? I have no idea, but as I hit the record button today on Tuesday, April the 12th, 2016... that's how much it'll cost you to listen to this beautiful voice in your earbuds.
Between two sides, inside your hand there lies my pulse. Ooh, I have you. Woo.
Ecclesiastes 9:11 says, I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happeneth to them all. Yes, it does. Time and chance happen to all of us to some degree. And doesn't that just irk you when you hear yourself saying, life is not fair, this isn't fair, that's not fair? Well, you know intellectually, no, it's not fair. Why are you expecting it to be fair? Well, because this is my life. I expected better. It's not fair, it never has been fair, it never will be fair, because, well, we all know crooks sometimes prosper. Honest, hardworking folks, they often never do find success, not much of it. And I especially am fond of people, he says with sarcasm in his voice, dripping from his lips, well, failure just isn't an option. Oh, yes, it is. Failure's always an option. Success is never guaranteed. If failure weren't an option, then we'd all be successful. Earning your spot is not about whether or not you're going to be wildly successful, nor is it about recognition or acclaim. It's not even about being world class. It's about mastery. Mastery. Mastery is the goal. And mastery, as I'm defining it, at least for today's show, is about putting in the work to become comfortably competent. Putting in the work to become comfortably competent. Now, you hear lots of music here at Leaning Toward Wisdom. And these are artists that, well, you've heard two today. The first track you heard was Midnight Pilot. You heard Rebecca Rubion. You're going to hear some more names. And I'm pretty confident that, with the possible exception of one or two, these are relatively unknown. They're all incredible, I think. They're accomplished musicians. They're accomplished singers. And yet they're relatively unknown. Kind of like me as a podcaster. Well, they're more talented at their craft than I am at mine. But still, you know, after nearly a decade of podcasting, I'm confident. I'm comfortable. I'm reasonably competent. I'm comfortably competent. Mastery's enemy is sustained focus, because too many of us were dabblers. We're dabblers, and we're dabblers about a whole lot of things. I don't know why. Maybe we want to be Renaissance men and women. We want to be great at so many things, but instead we're not very good at much because we dabble too much. We play around with an activity. We play around with some endeavor. And something else catches our eye, and we shift our focus off of whatever we're dabbling in to go dabble in something else. And then the cycle just repeats itself. And oftentimes it requires stumbling onto something that can captivate our attention long enough to break that cycle. Sometimes that happens, right? We fall into something and we're like, I like this. I like this better than the other things I've been dabbling in. And then we stick with it. But sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes life kind of requires some drastic change to get our attention. That's pretty true about most things. I don't care if we're talking about weight loss, or we're talking about learning something brand new, or if we're talking about getting better at something that we already are reasonably decent at. We need sometimes this life to grab us by the lapels and shake us a little bit in order to figure something out. Getting our act together. It certainly is true when it comes to destructive behavior. It certainly is true with poor habits. It's true of the person who's, you know, their health is at risk because of obesity. And it may be a doctor saying, listen, if you don't get under control, you're going to be dead. And that may just be the jolt that they need. It may be the addict or the alcoholic who suffers an intervention and faces their loved ones. And it can be anything. There are times, though, that I think we stumble into something that is ideally suited to us, and it just feels right. You know, you just feel like I'm in my element. Now, I'd love to tell you that I think that happens more often than not, but in all the conversations that I have with people, if they're having that experience, they're not recognizing it. And if you're like me, aren't you just irked at the person who says, oh man, ever since I was like 7 or 8, I wanted to be this or do that. And lo and behold, here they are as an adult, and they're doing it, and they've been doing it. And I'm like, how in the world did you have that figured out? You know, I'm 7 or 8. I got no clue. I'm 58 and I got no clue sometimes. You know, until we settle down and concentrate on truly learning something and learning it well enough to be comfortably competent at it, we're never going to master it. Mastery is not elusive because we're stupid. It's not elusive because we lack the capacity. I think most often it's elusive because we just simply have not put in the work that's necessary. Annabelle, A-N-N-I-B-A-L-E. It is a 2015 record called The Simple Fear. Name of the song is Find My Way. As I hit the record button, $8.99 at iTunes will get you this record. Brooke Annabelle. Sings a really common refrain, I can't find my way. The other day I was noticing all of the little memes and all of the quotes and the positive affirmation kinds of things and the motivational phrases, and it just suddenly struck me, fear and self-doubt are so ridiculously universal. And even at places like LinkedIn, where you would think, well, you know, this is a social media platform that's very different than many of the others, very business-oriented and, certainly more white-collar kind of oriented. And, man, it's just, these things are overrun there as well. I'm not criticizing that. I'm just observing it. Our natural aptitude has got to match the endeavor if we're going to truly master it. Steph Curry could no more be an NHL All-Star. He's an NBA All-Star. He's a basketball guy. Then Jamie Benn. Jamie Benn, for you guys that gals that don't know hockey, he is the captain of the Dallas Stars Hockey Club. Steph Curry could not be an NHL All-Star any more than Jamie Benn could be an NBA All-Star. I mean, these guys play very different sports. They are ideally suited for their respective sports. One basketball, one ice hockey. We're not any different. I mean, I suspect that quite a lot of us, we may be pursuing or we may be stuck in some arena that just is not ideal for us. Put Jamie Benn on a basketball court and he might be a very capable, he's an athletic guy, he might be a very capable rec kind of a player, but he is not going to be an NBA All-Star. Put Steph Curry on ice and I guarantee you he is not going to be any kind of an NHL quality player. I mean, where you're at and the pursuit of this thing is really important. Few things impact mastery more than putting ourselves in the best situation than, as Brooks sang, finding our way. I think that's a huge part of finding our way, is to find where we can succeed. Where are our strengths at? And that requires a heightened sense of self-awareness. As the ancient Greeks fondly preached, and I think it was ascribed to Socrates, know thyself. In fact, speaking of Steph Curry, I read a Washington Post article the other day, and here was the headline. The hidden price Steph Curry pays for making the impossible seem effortless. Pretty good article. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. Episode 4089, leaningtowardwisdom.com. According to the article, he shoots around 2,000 shots, basketball shots, a week. He takes a minimum of 250 a day, and then he'll take another 100 before every game. I mean, the guy works at it really hard. Now, he knows he's got the natural aptitude. And we can think, man, look at what a gift he's got. And he does. However, he also knows that he has to put in the effort to improve, because being good is really hard work. And knowing yourself, well, that's also hard. Worthwhile endeavor, and maybe as important as anything else that we could do in order to reach mastery, but crazy hard. And it's not something that comes naturally to very many of us, evidently, because so many people are continuing to try to figure this out. In fact, I suspect that most people don't have any idea how to begin to really understand themselves and what they are best suited for. So I go over to Google and I enter assessments in the search box, assessments. And in less than half a second, I get 110 million results. We're curious about ourselves. We're curious about others. We're curious about these assessments. I should have typed in self-assessments. I wonder what that result would have been. Well, we want to know. Good reason. For good reason, we want to know. Now, don't mistake perfection for mastery, because the road to mastery is filled with failure. In fact, lots of failure. And it's pushing through that failure. There's the key. I talked about it in episode 4010, I talked about the value of the process. And I think many of us instinctively know this, but life and the world, it's just got a way of beating it out of some of us, you know? I mean, as children, we crawl around until suddenly one day we decide we're going to try to stand up. We've never done that before. We've watched everybody else around us. They're all standing up. They're all walking around. And why can't I do that? And so we try. And we fall. But we try again. And again we fall. Until we succeed. And then we keep doing it until, well, we're not thinking about it. Walking becomes automatic, and there it is. Our competency is eventually comfortable. You have mastered the art of walking unless you have some physical disability. It's how it goes. Expectations. I think expectations are a problem. Well, so is consumerism, you know, chasing stuff instead of accomplishment. Chasing stuff to make us feel better instead of just getting good at something so we feel better about ourselves. Feeling like a failure when we don't have fast success, especially here in America. Maybe true for you too, over in the UK and in Europe and Australia. Maybe true everywhere for all I know. Too much social media. Too much input. No, I'm not negative on social media, but just too much input. Here's the thing. We all have a voice. It's great. I think we should all have a voice. Here's the problem. The problem is when everybody has a voice, there's just too much noise. The hockey playoffs are going to be starting here in Dallas with the Dallas Stars Thursday evening versus the Minnesota Wild. That game is going to be noisier than the average game. Why? More people are going to be yelling. It's a game that's got a lot on the line. More people are going to be screaming and yelling and making racket. And that's how you get more noise. The problem with us in getting good at something is story after story, voice after voice, often making claims that just are simply not true. Claims of wild financial success. And unlike the hockey arena where people are going to be yelling and screaming for their favorite team or against the other team or against the referees, we're living in a day and age where it's not just merely making noise. It's spewing an opinion, sometimes an opinion stated as fact. And so we dream of high achievement, and it's disappointing when it doesn't happen quickly. And people commonly will say, well, it shouldn't be this hard. Why is it this hard? Well, it is hard because we are fooled into unreasonable expectations for our endeavor, our pursuit, whatever. It's especially true in making money. But let's consider this. Let's consider this art, the art of what I'm doing, podcasting. I've been in this arena for many, many years. Every week I hear brand new podcasters or those who have not yet even recorded a single episode talk about how they, I'd really like to earn a full-time living doing that. Wouldn't that be great? And the same thing can be said for photography, for voiceover acting, for writing, for a host of many other pursuits. You too can earn $100,000 or more. I mean, that we see these, we hear these. Lots of promises drive up expectations, and that drives down mastery.
I wasn't lying to you, babe.
name is Jess Ray. 2015 record called Sentimental Creatures. The name of the song is In the Meantime. $9.90 at iTunes. Jess Ray.
Everything you're asking me, when it's time, you will know why. There are things I'm hiding from you, but I'm gonna satisfy everything in the meantime.
I like today's music. I like all the music that I play, or I wouldn't play it, but I'm especially fond of today's music. Jess Ray, In the Meantime. Plenty of articles have been written. I don't know why this has been top of mind lately, because I came across some post that talked about, I think, 10 reality shows that aren't quite so real. You know, these exposés about the phoniness of some of these reality TV shows. And it's just one example. There are many examples of why we can't really trust things to be as they appear. Not always. It doesn't matter that millions of people believe it. They had here, what was the event called? It was here at Jerry World at the Big Cowboy Stadium. They set a new record for WrestleMania. 110,000 people. And you know that even in spite of the fact that WWE or whatever it is, I apologize if I have the wrong affiliation here. I'm not a reporter of the wrestling federations out there. In spite of the fact that they say it's scripted and they're telling a story and they're creating these villains and the good guys and it's all prescribed, you know, ahead of time, you know that people still look at it in real time and believe it. Modern deception practices have reached full mastery. Isn't that ironic? Our own pursuit of mastery, foiled by a different mastery, the mastery of telling lies, selling false hope. It's an old, old craft, but I don't think it's seen this current level of mastery. I think we're breaking new ground, kids, all the time. I mean, there's no doubt about the level of dishonesty in the world. Enron, Bernie Madoff, WorldCom, Freddie Mac, AIG. I mean, the scope and the scale of modern business deception. I mean, come on. It has proven more lucrative than any time in history. And it certainly has helped along because we live in an internet world that can spread the word really fast. Yes, the word can spread fast about bad news, but particularly when people are looking for an opportunity, a way to get rich quick, a way to save bucks. Here in North Central Texas, it's springtime and we have thunderstorms, and we had storms roll through last night. In fact, east of here, east of the DFW area, they were showing on the news last night hailstones that were the size of baseballs. Now, that'll tear a roof up. And when hailstorms come through here, roofing companies descend on this area of the country. I mean, it's an invasion. They come from all over. And it's rather common for pickup trucks that will have some company name. They'll have put some magnetic sign on the side of their truck, and they'll go through and they'll collect down payments, and they'll promise, you know, really inexpensive roofing jobs, and they collect a down payment and they're gone. I mean, they're just con men. And of course they do oftentimes prey on older folks. I mean, it happens. Word spreads really quick. Hey, there was a hailstorm in Dallas-Fort Worth. Man, let's get down there and let's make a buck. No way Mark Twain could have known just how true his statement would turn out to be. A lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is putting on its shoes. Well, except for today, it can travel a whole lot faster than that. And it can be nearly impossible to correct it, nearly impossible to persuade people that something is not real. especially if they already believe it. Con men, phonies, liars. I mean, they occupy every segment of human endeavor. And it makes earning your spot even more difficult. Because, come on, we have to navigate these waters and try to figure out what's real, what's not real, while we're trying to earn our spot. And so here we are in our quest for mastery, for being comfortably competent at something, stumped too frequently by deception. Sometimes it's our own self-deception. And it's our own failure to really know ourselves and see ourselves as we truly are. But then it's coupled with sometimes the deception that is imposed on us by others who just don't have honest motives. Well, man alive, how can we ever hope to become good at something? Well, brace yourselves. You ready? It's really not so tough to figure it out, but it does require self-discipline. But, you know, getting good at anything is going to require that, right? I mean, if your self-discipline sucks, then come on, mastery is the least of your troubles. Staying out of prison, staying off drugs, keeping a job. I mean, those are going to be the bigger issues that you face if you don't have any self-discipline. She is Lizzie Casey with a C, C-A-S-E-Y. It's a 2016 EP called Miles Away. Name of this track is Walls. $4.95 at iTunes. Lizzie Casey.
Facing
yeah, we do have walls. We've got problems and challenges. Patience is no longer seen as a virtue. Instead, the patient are seen as those who just don't have enough hustle. You know, they're not hungry enough. So I get up at, well, let's not talk about when I get up. I'm on a 12-day run here. I do this fairly often. I am a hopeless insomniac and have been all of my life. And I get on these jags where I'll sleep for about 90 minutes and then I get up. And sometimes I may go back to sleep, but I'm on a 12-day run here where I'm sleeping 90 minutes. I'm getting up for a few hours. I may sleep for another hour or 90 minutes and then I'm up. And, yeah, it's exhausting, but I got up at the, I started to say the crack of dawn, but it was way before dawn. And I noticed some article that had been written by somebody talking about hustle, and the guy had written about somebody who's making 70 grand a year and they get a $5,000 raise and immediately, you know, they take their wife on the European vacation that she so desperately wanted. And meanwhile, somebody else gets a $5,000 raise from $70,000 to $75,000, and he puts that money towards some, you know, enterprise that he's trying to build on the side, and he's hustling, you know, after work, staying up till midnight, working on it on weekends, and, you know, he's hustling. He's hustling it. To each his own. I believe in hustle. Come on. I mean, a big part of the point today is you got to work for this. But I think in some circles, not in all circles, in some circles, patience gets eroded all in the name of hustle, you know, because, well, you're not hustling enough. You're not hungry enough. Because if you were hustling enough, then you would be so dissatisfied by your lack of instant success that you would just be willing to pay whatever price is necessary to find success. Because, you know, only the real hustlers are climbing fast. Speed. And you're listening to the voice of a speed freak. I believe in fast. Now, I don't necessarily believe in making sure that all the results are fast, but I believe in taking action sooner than later. Speed and our need for more of it, I think, have eroded our patience. I mean, even that laptop, just look at that new laptop that you've got with that solid state drive. And you're thinking when you first get it, man alive, that boots up so much faster than these hard drives that we had. Yeah, after a while, it ain't booting up nearly fast enough for you, is it? No. And we expect web pages to load in a millisecond. And that drive-through at Starbucks or Chick-fil-A, man, that can just drive us crazy. Here's our battle cry. Our battle cry is, come on, come on. Because we've got this internal clock, and it starts ticking in our head before we ever hit the button on our remote control. But we want that button to just, can't you just know that I'm fixing to press you and just do your thing? Well, maybe one day that'll happen. Wouldn't that be great? It's not going to happen today. Now, today we have to wait, albeit nanoseconds. We have to wait, and it can drive us completely crazy. And as for mastery, well, you know, if I can't master it by the top of the hour, what's the point? I mean, man, we no longer believe mastery takes time because we are busy comparing ourselves to the stories we hear, and we're measuring ourselves against the fake results that we're always hearing about.
Seems like forever since I felt alive, my whole world was shaking in the blink of an eye. And everybody's got a word that's gonna take away the hurt and make everything alright. But give me just a little while. 'Cause in time I'll run. time I'll heal, yeah. And in time these wounds will show me what's real. And in time I'll learn, in time I'll trust, that in time we love what's been broken in us. In time. Up some distance, and what do you find? That it's in the shattered places we first see the light. And I know there's a reason, but I just can't see it, at least not tonight. But give me just a little while, oh, 'cause in time, in time I'll run, and in time I'll heal. In time these wounds will show me what's real, Lord. And in time I'll learn, and in time I'll trust, and in time we love what's been broken in us. In time.
His name is Chris with a K, Allen. It's a 2014 record entitled Horizons. Name of the song, In Time. $9.99 over at iTunes. Chris Allen.
Wait for me now. Oh, won't you wait, wait for me now.
Mastery takes time, and in time, if we put in the effort, and yes, if we put in the time, we can do it. Plateaus are part of getting good at something. They're part of mastery, and I think this is where a lot of people stall. In fact, I know it is. Truth be told, it's where most people quit. Seth Godin, he calls it the dip. It's been called a lot of things, the brick wall, the hurdle, the speed bump. It's that place where we just don't seem to be making progress. Some people have described it as being stuck. But it's part of growing toward mastery. Don't try to convince yourself that it's not a plateau. Just accept that it is a plateau. And that being in that plateau is part of the process to help you get to mastery. Because unless you get to a plateau, no mastery. And this is the time when you really need to focus on patience, because if you'll keep at it, you'll reach a new level of performance. Now forget that proverbial hockey stick trajectory that we all hope to achieve. You know, you start from a dead stop and you kind of move up a little bit, and then all of a sudden you just take this sharp turn straight up. That's rare. That's an outlier. And besides, when you talk to people who do experience that, they will tell you that it's got challenges all its own. Rapid growth, it can turn south in a hurry. I mean, why don't we see more child prodigies grow up to be wildly successful? You ever think of that? Right? We see these little kids and we're like, man alive. Listen to that kid play the piano or watch that kid do math or whatever, and you don't hear of them again. Instead, most mastery occurs when we maintain sustained efforts over time and experience. and we experience these bumps of elevated performance. Growth at getting good, it just takes time. And that's okay. Now, let me focus a little bit on that verb earn. Earn your spot. Earning your spot, it presumes that you're putting in all the effort that's required. Yes, there's more to it than that. But it is a cause and effect kind of a thing. What we do causes the results we want. All right. Yeah, to be fair, what we do contributes to cause the results we want. There is good fortune. There is timing. There is serendipity. We talked about luck and chance. And yes, there are other factors that certainly play a role. But we can't always impact those. We can't always affect those. Some we can, like timing. We can pay attention and maybe get the timing better. But good fortune and chance, what are you going to do about those? What we can control is how hard we work. We can control how much we try to know enough, to learn enough, to be better, to give it the effort that it deserves. And that's what I mean when I use the word earn. It's our effort to help get us the result that we want.
Vicious when we hurry, but hurry quick, 'cause this bridge won't last. You'll be stuck there and I'll be staring, just staring down at the tumbling stones. Stone is the heart that I've been given, well, stone in flesh, but the one's usually winning. And we're on battlefields of decision, and find derision at every turn. I said I'm not coming home, and it broke your heart. Well, I broke my own shortly thereafter, after I found that I'd lost my way. The way to the future and the way to the past. It's hard to keep track of the things that last.
It is the Duke of Norfolk, a 2016 EP entitled 3 Days from the Wolf Month. The name of the song is The Way to the Past. $5.94 at iTunes. The Duke of Norfolk. To the past, the Duke of Norfolk. Sunday afternoon, like you, I watched Jordan Spieth, clearly a master at golf. I saw him lose a fairly comfortable lead at the Masters. See what I did there? I'm clever like that. He played well. I'm not a golfer. I do watch the Masters. He played well on the first 9 holes. Something happened at the turn because a completely different golfer played the back 9. I mean, it's like somebody else inhabited his body for the last 9 holes. Hey, such is the fragility of mastery. It's the ebb and flow of performance. And it's why we open our businesses again every morning. It's why the games are played. Competition is always breathing down our neck, chasing us down and hoping to overtake us. And so, yes, we've got to play every day. Jordan was overtaken Sunday afternoon in Augusta, Georgia, by an Englishman named Danny Willett. Congrats to you folks over in the UK. Your boy won. I was rather happy for him, even though Jordan is a local boy here in Dallas. The first nine holes, they matter. But they can't make up for a poor finish. Mastery's best performances demand a good start, and they often demand an even better finish. And in the span of about 50 minutes, we all watched Jordan Spieth lose a five-shot lead. Man, how quickly things can turn, right? Marshall Goldsmith, he wrote a classic book some years ago entitled What Got You Here Won't Get You There, subtitled How Successful People Become Even More Successful. What's done is done. If it was good, like Jordan's first nine holes, that's great. Problem is, the human mind can grow comfortable. And while mastery is, by my definition today, comfortable competence, meaning that, you know, these masters quality golfers that are out there in Augusta, I mean, these are the most capable golfers on the planet, and they are able to do things with sheer muscle memory. But even so, there can be big moments of uncomfortable disappointment. Jordan Spieth, he realized that mastery could not be taken for granted when he shot a 7 on the 12th hole of the biggest golf tournament on the planet. And worse yet, it was his tournament to lose because he had a pretty comfortable lead, but he lost it. It's happened to you. It's happened to me. Okay, no, not at the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. We've not been on a platform quite that large, but we've had our own platforms where we have failed. We've been in our own situations where failure has overtaken us. Times when we had a win or we thought we had a win, not so much. We fell on our face. Part of mastery is the ability to overcome those moments and refuse to let them define us. So the interesting thing in the future is going to be, what are we going to see from Jordan Spieth after this? That's the meltdown at the Masters is not necessarily going to be the defining moment. Now it may be, but you know, that's going to be up to Jordan.
Oh, it's never, never, ever too late to give up on your dreams. Pack 'em up and get a new set of far-fetched schemes. Oh, it's never, never, ever too late to find out it's too late. And what you work so hard for just turns you into someone that you hate. Take a chance on some romance that could only end in heartache. Oh, it's never gone on too long to find out you can't go on. You might need to change your scene and get back you where you truly belong. So long to all that meaningless noise going on. So long, you won't miss that when you're gone. What gets inside you or stands beside you?
His name is Seth Timms. T-I-M-B-S. It is a 2015 record called New Personal Record. The name of the song is Give Up On Your Dreams. $9.90 at iTunes. Seth Timms.
And if your lofty dreams should fall, you know it's never, never, ever too late to give up on your dreams.
Have you seen the TV spots promoting the upcoming Stanley Club? Hello. Hello, mouth, meet brain. Stanley Cup playoffs. Okay, I know you're not a hockey person, but I am. I've inserted it over at the show notes, so go to leaningtowardwisdom.com and find episode 4089 and just, I don't know, scroll down toward the bottom of that post and you'll see the video. It's pretty good. It's pretty good commercial. It's a video of some of today's biggest stars in the NHL, and it shows them learning to skate as little kids. And the key message is powerfully simple. Push, fall, rise, repeat. Push, fall, rise, repeat.
Push, fall, rise, repeat. Push, fall, rise, repeat. Push, fall, rise, repeat. Push, fall, rise, repeat. Push, fall, rise. The Stanley Cup playoffs on the networks of NBC. Don't miss a moment.
Never give up. Not on a dream that you really believe is achievable, not even on dreams that you may not be sure about. Now, I'm a realist. No, I'm not your mama. I don't believe that you can be anything you want to believe. You have limitations just like all the rest of us, but you also have your strengths. And because you have your strengths, it necessarily means you've got weaknesses as well. And that's why up front, I talked about self-awareness. You have to understand and you have to have a very accurate assessment of what you're good at or what you're potentially good at. If you don't, how else can you properly identify opportunities that might give you the best chance for your biggest success? Well, you want to find out. You want to find out where you can really soar, not just where you can kind of sort of win. I do not believe that good is the enemy of great. There was a business tome that was written that was wildly popular that put forth that idea that good is the enemy of great. I don't believe that. I think good is the pathway to great. Because first, you got to get good. And too few of us are committed to getting good as we are busy chasing great. Well, you know, when you fail to reach greatness and you're just disappointed, it can cause people, I've seen it, it can sometimes affect me, we give up too soon. What's wrong with a strong quest to get good at something, to earn your spot? Nothing, absolutely nothing. But we tend to listen too much to the idiocy of, you've heard this phrase, BHAGs, B-H-A-Gs, big, hairy, audacious goals. Give me a break. You know, we listen to too much of that idiocracy. Oh, you've got to have a big, hairy, audacious goal. Aim higher. Go big, go home. Yada, 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 yada. Garbage, 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 garbage. I'm telling you, forget it. Throw it out. First, get good at something. Then devote yourself to getting better at that something. And getting better, it might be incremental. I've already talked about plateaus. And in fact, I'm going to tell you, likely improvement is going to be incremental. But it's going to be like compounding interest. It's going to add up big over time. right now, do me a favor. Think about something that, well, think about something that maybe you can do with moderate success, or it could even be something that you've never done. I'll tell you what I'm thinking of. You probably, if you listen to me, you already know what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking about playing the guitar. No, not really, but for this demonstration, I'm thinking about it. Think about something that maybe you can do with some moderate success, or something that you don't know how to do yet. Maybe it's like me. It's playing a musical instrument. Maybe it's painting, sculpting. Maybe it's working with wood. Maybe it's coding a website. I don't know. You know, you think about it. Maybe you know how to do it. Maybe you don't know how to do it. But it's for sure that you don't know how to do it well. You're not good at it. Have you ever thought about what might have happened if you had given yourself more fully to improving that skill or learning that skill? I think about this all the time. Things like, you know, man, if I had picked up the guitar, that guitar that I've had for years and years, I mean, I've owned a guitar for at least 30 years, closer to 35. I have owned a guitar. And I think, you know, what if I would have picked it up and learned to play it 35 years ago? How good of a guitar player do you think I could be now? Or what if I had just picked it up 10 years ago or 5 years ago and devoted any kind of time to it? I could likely be pretty good at it. You ever have thoughts like that? Hey, I suspect nearly all of us have had thoughts like that. Another track from Seth Timms, same record, the 2015 record, new personal record. Name of this track is Far Away From Here. $9.90 at iTunes. Seth Timms. Thank you.
There's a plane that's flying out tonight, and it's time to get on board that flight. So in the morning you'll be somewhere nice, far away from here, far away from here.
Years ago, had you just made up your mind to grow or to improve whatever that skill was that you think back, man, if in the last 10 years, if I would have worked harder at that, how much better would I be today? And if we would have just accepted the fact that getting good takes time and that it requires time, that we need to make that investment, then by now, hey, we could have been good at any number of things. But instead, we chased our tail. We bought into the big lie that if you don't find fast success, well, you're wasting your time. And you're never going to be that good anyway. I mean, come on, Randy, you're never going to be Eric Clapton. Well, do you have to be Eric Clapton? No. Mastery is comfortably competent. Okay, he's world class. But worse yet, we may have thought we're a failure. Or that something must be wrong with us because, you know, I mean, it seems like other people, they're finding wild success because, right, you're going to compare yourself to Eric Clapton or Mark Knopfler. You know, we're going to compare ourselves to just some extraordinary talent and, you know, okay, because you can't be Mark Knopfler, does that mean you shouldn't learn to play the guitar? Of course not. I mean, the fact is, sometimes our victories feel like failure. Because that's what the collective noise is telling us. You know that's true. That may be the most profound thing I've said today. Our victories sometimes feel like failure because that's just what we're made to think. We're living in this fog of illusion. We think that mastery, getting good at something, is beyond us. Or that, you know, we're just not part of that lucky DNA club. And then enter all that head trash, all that self-doubt, all that funk of failure. Earn your spot by plugging up your ears to all that collective noise about fast success. Blind your eyes to the scenes of people who claim that, yeah, you know, just last year I was living in my car and this year, look at me, man, I'm driving a Ferrari. Stop paying attention to what other people are telling you to do. Well, I'm not saying that we don't listen to counsel. That's not the point. But we need to stop paying attention to what other people are telling us to do until we have a clear idea of who we are and what we are. Those are big. Because until you know those two things, who you are and what you are, you're going to be susceptible to all kinds of hogwash.
Remember when we would sit there, whisper until dark, till we'd both run home across the pond.
His name is Fallon, like Jimmy. Fallon Cush, C-U-S-H, a 2012 record. The name of the record is April. The name of this song is Where Your Name Is Carved. $9.99 at iTunes. Listen, own your reality. Take control. Take responsibility for your own life. Don't give in. Don't give up. Earn your spot. Aim at getting good, really good at something that you know you can become good at. Start with something you're already good at. And now aim for being great at that. A bit at a time is just fine. In fact, it's preferable because you're going to learn tons of priceless lessons along the way. Time and experience, they are great teachers, so don't spurn them because after all, it's your life. It has to be your reality. And you'll be able to carve your own name. And you can carve it as deeply as you want. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is Leaning Toward Wisdom. You've just heard episode 4089 of Leaning Toward Wisdom, the podcast. And I appreciate you. Join the Facebook group. That's what you can do for me. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio.
Where your name is carved.
All right, we'll take you out with one more track. You knew we would. This is a group you may have heard of, one of the few. Grizz Folk, one word, G-R-I-Z-F-O-L-K. It's their newest record, a 2016 release. The name of the record is Waking Up the Giants, and the name of the song is The Struggle. It is a struggle, but I want to encourage you to put in the time, put in the effort, endure the struggle, and try to find a way to enjoy the struggle. Grizz Folk, it is $9.99 at iTunes. The name of the record is, again, Waking Up the Giants. Enjoy.
Talk, messing around on the block, the corner shop stares and stops, mother around now, you're young enough to say what you feel, say what you feel, say what you feel, sometimes it's all that we got.
Doubling up the stacks. He said, if God.